Page 214?
215.
15, okay, Reish Beis.
Reish Beis. So we had said on yesterday that if you soak raisins and ta'anim, right, figs, right, so the liquid from the soaking and the liquid, or if you cook them, right, it's shehakol. And then he says, v'yotze gam l'harosh. So let's, I think we did all that. Well,
we did the whole thing.
We, what, 215?
I don't have the same pages as you.
No, 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 we did the part about, right, we did the part about fruit that we, that perosh ishar and abishlam b'mayim, right, if you cook the fruit. So that's what he said, that fruit is different than vegetables. And the Rush says you would still make a bar pre'etz, right? We seem to be more leaning towards the shehakol for cooked fruit because that's not the normal derech. So now we're talking about dafka, about raisins, shivas aminim stuff. What? Well, we're up to, we'll start the bishabruz again. So on Yudnun Dalad, back on 214, Mevarach Lehem Shehakol, Ma'irish Shoshos HaMayim Ibn Atzmon. You cook the raisins, and now you're just drinking it plain, drinking plain the water, no raisins. Alim Ochal Peres Atzmon Shoshos HaMayim Gamkon. If you're eating the raisins and you're drinking the liquid that came from, you know, cooking them in, Stav at the Kul Yamein Tzarech Levarach Lehem Lo Brach Rishon Vlo Lachrona. That's the Tufel HaPri. We said that the juice is Tufel to the Pri. There's fruit there, so you're eating the fruit. But if you really only want the water, right? So you had some raisins, but you really now at this point you don't want to eat the raisins with the water, you just want the water plain. So then he says, according to the Rush, the liquid is already bar pre'etz, and according to the first opinion, it's a shehakol. And therefore you should find a different shehakol. To give you the coverage. So we are choshes for the Rosh's opinion that it is a, would be a bar pre'etz. But then he says in Nun Hei, because in the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch was, you make a shehakol, and you'll be yotze, even according to the Rosh. Right? So he says in Nun Hei, Koyal sif hakolim dehevi pluk de bezev, ve ka'amar de lamaisa posha de naktinan kidei rishon of our shehakol. Right? We do, the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass in like the first opinion that it's a shehakol for the liquid of fruit. Yotze was a gam dasa rush, and the rush would also say your yotze with the shehakol. Lo blav hochi, akol hadlorim over shehakol yotze. Anything you make a shehakol on your yotze. The bracha achrona gam pini nafmin b'chol peros, and for other fruits it really doesn't make a difference. The bracha achrona shalohen ein el bar nefoshes rabos. Right. So if you're having an apple and you have the juice from an apple, right, that you cooked the apple and created liquid. Right, or infuse the water. So again, apples are bar nefashos, and the juice would be bar nefashos. Where you have the problem, of a perish of shivas aminim, which is this halacha, right? Raisins, which are grapes, and figs. Kagon simuk mit te'enim, shemavarach an aleim ba'achronim ein shalosh. You'd have to make a al haperos. V'zeh yesh listab geichinavit, what you're supposed to do. Te'im yesh la'mayim din ha'pri, yesh l'varach lov ein shalosh ba'achronah. According to the Rush, you're supposed to make an al haperos. Right, the email lohem din pri beatzma and baruch lo bar nefashos. And if it's just if you're making a shahakal on it, then you make a bar nefashos. Ube'elu ena achas poteres chaverta fil dievin. And we've already said that bar nefashos is not going to cover an al hamilchia. It's not going to cover an al haperos. So now you're sort of stuck if you have this situation. Okay, tag to the shulchan aruch on the top there. Okay, abo b'bracha shalacharehen. Right, the bracha afterwards. Right, yeishli stav mivarch bar nefashos. Right? What do you do now? You have the Rush says you need to make an al peros. The first opinion says burn a fashos. Right? We'll see this lashon quite a bit. We've seen it already before. Right? When you have a suffix on the food, right? What the bracha achrona is, right? Because, I mean, I guess you can get coverage also, but he says yirei shemayim should only drink it inside of a suda, because then benching will cover it. Or get yourself multiple coverage that you're going to make a al haperos on something, and you're going to make a Kohen HaFashos. Now, again, the Al HaPeiros issue is that you have to eat a shear, meaning let's say you're eating some cake, right? So you make an Al Milcha. Can I throw in the Al HaPeiros because of the suffix? The answer is no, right? Can I throw in, if I have a suffix, if I ate the shear, or I actually ate something that is a Vaday, let's say I had three raisins, right? So I'm a suffix, is a raisin a berry or not, right? So can I throw that into the Al HaMilcha and say Al HaPeiros, because I had some peiros, I didn't necessarily have a shear, right? So that we'll see as a question later on. Okay, now he says, V'im moshach hamayim v'hevdilam ha'tzimukim ha'vile yayin barach labar piag ofen. And if you separated the raisin wine from, or the raisin liquid stuff, from the raisins, right? So now it is regular wine, and you make a bar piag ofen, u'brachach mein shalosh, right? Treat it like wine.
What did he do? Yeah.
We're going to talk about making raisin wine. Meaning, if you actually soak them to make wine,
that's it. Okay.
Right. So then, if he has a din of wine, and but again, the raisins had to have had some moisture in them. It can't be super dry. It has to be that if you squeeze them, you'll get something out of them. But if you squeezed it and you get nothing, right? Sometimes you have raisins, especially ones that are sitting in your house for 6 months, right? There is nothing, you know, you can squeeze them, you're not going to get any mamashes. But if you get a good fresh raisin, right? You definitely could squeeze it and get a paste that comes out of it. Okay.
Paste is enough? Because theoretically, the point is you're trying to get of the raisin inside the
Thing. Because if there is a paste, that stuff will come out. I mean, it's not going to be liquid inside the raisin, it's dried raisin. There's not going to be any liquid coming out. It's just going to be whatever flavor is there, but it has to have something on the inside to provide flavor.
So what's the difference if it's dried out, or if it's like...
If it's dried out, the assumption is that it's not going to produce any flavor into the water, or not enough to generate a wine product.
Well, obviously, it actually came wine.
In the case where it became wine... But again, okay, let's see what he says. Okay, so let's go to Nun Vav. Ela Besocha Suda. So therefore, if you have this dilemma, you have to eat it in the middle of your meal. It doesn't make a difference what the food product is, whether it's a liquid or a very pre-oats or shahakol product. It will be covered by your benching. V'im mashach. Perish. Right, so this is where he now says about that you sort of took away the grapes. You took away the raisins, and you just have wine. Right, you have the raisins mixed in with the liquid. That dain shame rotev amar kaleim. It's not considered a standalone liquid yet. Right, so he says in that case. Once you take the raisins out, and remember, this is either cooked or it's been sitting in the water for 24 hours. So then it's a regular wine. He says, even if the raisins are still there, but if your intention was to make raisin wine, so then it will become wine. Even if you drink it straight from the container where it's got the raisins still in there, so that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham Mefarsho Kipshutei Davka B'Shemashach. He understands the Shulchan Aruch that you had to actually separate them out. El Demari De B'Shaloi Nishra Dain Gimel Yom. It hasn't sat there for 3 days. L'Kachin L'Din Yain L'Im Berchel Ber Pregaf L'Im Kein Moshchav V'Fridun Me'at Simukin. Right? If the wine doesn't sit there for 3 days, if it sits there for 3 days, then yeah, it'll become wine no matter what. If it didn't sit there for 3 days, right? It could be technically wine, but you now at that point you have to separate out all the grapes.
He's talking about separating the water from the raisins.
Yeah, you're taking the raisins out.
No, masha hamayim and amtsumim. It's like almost like you're squeezing the grapes. Right, the grape will blow because of the water, and then you squeeze the raisins, which now has a mixture of like that raisin water. Right.
Oh, okay. You're squeezing out whatever. Okay,
right. You're squeezing out
whatever liquid has gotten absorbed into the raisins. Then you go press that and get that back.
Right.
Out again. Okay.
Right.
So I always say whenever we talk about the raisin wine, we always remember our old buddy Fife, otherwise known as Jeffrey Seitz, who used to be part of this chabura for some time, and even after he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he actually would call in every so often, and he would join. So I remember we were learning this, and I remember it was a Shabbos morning, and Meir Fruchter's father was there as well, and the Fife says, "Who would ever make raisin wine? Like, what up with that?" So Mr. Fruchter's father's from Romania. Says, "What, you think we have grapes in Romania? Think we had people delivering grapes at our whim and leisure? You stockpiled your grapes, so you made raisins, and you made your wine. You didn't have winemakers. You weren't, international commerce was not so prevalent in the, 1940s or 50s. So therefore, that's why they had raisin wine. It was very common because you could keep the raisins. You could not keep grapes around, and you couldn't necessarily make all the wine you wanted."
He moved here that late?
What?
He moved here that late in his life? He was...
I don't know.
How old was he? Mr. Fruchter.
Oh, he's probably close to 90.
And so he was like in his 20s or something.
Yeah, he came after the war, as far as I know. So...
There you go.
But he said that's... So you're ever wondering why there's an issue with raisins? So that's the deal. Okay. Nun chesu bracha achas mein shalosh. So then you'd make a ala gefen. Hainu ala gefen al priya gefen. V'yayim becham tefilo ramya gimel v'yosa dalad. Tam kim shi mukin yofen koech ha priya omid sochen nosin tam chazok. Right? I mean, you don't have to... right, meaning... In order to do this, you have to see that there's an increase of, I guess when you make wine, in order to determine if the grapes have made wine, there has to be, you have, I guess, 3 ounces of water, now you end up with 4 ounces of liquid because of the grape stuff, right? So you don't need that for raisins because they are very powerful.
Yeah, but one second, I don't understand what they would do. They would take this liquid after the grapes, and how would they ferment it? I mean, there's not a lot of sugar left in the water. I mean, in order to produce fermentation, you need sugar.
What exactly would happen? I don't know. I don't know how the fermentation would take place. But you have the same with wine. I don't know what the natural course of fermentation for wine is. The first 3 days is nothing going on. After 3 days, it starts what they call the tisisa process, which is the fermentation process. Right? Now, do you have to have it in certain conditions and covered? I have no idea. But the guys who make the raisin wine, I'm sure they had some idea. The cellular passed on from generation to generation. But we said that the raisins have to be, have something still inside of them. Ratzon below Sharia. That meaning if you don't soak them, you don't get, obviously if you get them wet, if I take a dry raisin, I get it wet, it's okay. The inside becomes the water that just absorbed. But it doesn't count. Right? So it has to be, Yetim hen lachluchas, ozim sharon haveliyayin gomer. Right? So even if you haven't soaked them, they would have some moisture coming out of them. So that would create wine. But if the no lachluchas comes out, Rotzlamer dem umavarchen aleim shahakol kol yama, afi shenimtu k'tas hamayim, eino el zei abama. All right, so even though it gets, gets a little raisiny flavor, that's not sufficient. Okay, let's go back to Bir Halachos here. So chasuda. So again, your option is to eat this stuff during the meal. This, raisin water. You don't need a bracha achrona. You do need a bracha rishona. So that's a little bit of a chiddush. Right? Which is interesting that... Let's see what it's about. Right? Isn't it a liquid? Right? Liquids, you've already said, the only liquid that takes a bracha in the middle of the meal is wine. Now, we're not saying this is wine. We're saying this is, this could be the fig juice also. Right? So, you don't need to make a bracha rishona. So, he wants to say that this is more like a fruit dish. And we've already said that fruit takes a bracha at the beginning of the meal. Just a question of what brachas are going to take. Is it going to take the eitz or is it going to take the shehakol? V'havei kiperes p'soch asulin in bracha rakshun to dark and lechol rakhayin shalait kim shivashan mevorach al rotfon shehakol. Right? So, okay, so that's why there's the bracha achrona is an issue, but bracha rishon is an issue. bracha achrona is not. And then he says pre meshiva minim, right? You have the fruit from the shiva saminim, right? You have to, you know, if you get outside coverage, near duodeni mitom tzas matzimuk matein gufam, or eat some of the raisins. Right, we're talking, the main case here is that you're just drinking the liquid, you're not eating any raisins. Not that you're eating them necessarily at the same time. Right, you wouldn't make a shahakol on the liquid because the raisins are tuffle to the, I mean, the liquid is tuffled to the raisins because you're eating it together, so there'd be no bracha. K'mosh k'sav mishabruk. Al kavanos l'mari shibeish shishara hatzimukim v'mayim. Hayadai t'lechol gam hatzimukim. Your plan was to make a liquid and to eat the raisins. Mi'alkein toras marak almeh hatzimukim. So the liquid has a din of, like a soup, its own thing. B'chei mash v'sim divir mogen avrom sham ayin sham v'chei mokal bagras. Okay. And then he says yishte mayim, and then you have to also drink water. Right, right. Every time he says to drink water, water is not only, it's not a good option to potter up your shahakols, because if you're not really thirsty, then you're to bracha levatala, not going to count for anything else. So if you're thirsty, so water is fine. Otherwise, drink something else that is a real shahakol. Diana wrote the does call in the bracha lamayim kumash kasafti lekamamis and reish dalad sivzainai and shum. Okay. You know what's interesting is that it's clear the Mishnah Berurah, right, wrote the whole thing, the whole chelak, and then he went back and, you know, because how does he know it's going to be Zion? You know, right, I guess Siv Zion he would know, but how does he know that he wrote in the Mishnah Berurah over there? He must have written it, and then he came back here and added this in. Okay, Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, Zayin Prim Gom Mishad, Yivaracha Me'ein Shalosh Kodem, Tichashuva, right, so now you have the two things, you got to make a Baran Fashos and a Ala Peros, so the Ala Peros comes first. And Ubari Nefash, Vime Lo Elu Devarim Liftoris Ame Peros. Let's say you don't have them. Da'asa Knesak Dolosh Mavarach Bari Nefash's Rabos, Vidayo, Vitaim Aymar Mordech Hassim Reish Chesmach Shkab Shem Ginez Ridin Arshalom Simon Zeb. Right? So that would seem to be a question because we've already said that it doesn't count. Right? Ubari Nefash is not going to help for your Ala Peros. So he says, Vamagram Fakwa Bidino de Knesak Dolosh. Vamagram disagrees. You may don't make either, right? It's kind of a weird thing. You ate a shear, but your mom is stuck. So obviously the halacha is that don't even think about making a bracha. Don't eat that food if you have no bracha chrona coverage, right? You know, and the rabbis hate those questions. I didn't listen to you, and you told me not to eat it. I ate it. Now what do I do? And so now you have a machlokas. You make a barna fashas. You make nothing, right? And again, assuming you have no coverage. So Yosef gam al ha'etz. Okay, so now you're throwing al ha'etz, and we don't even know if you need to do an al ha'etz, right? So this is part of that bigger issue. Can you just throw in gratuitously something that you're not chayiv in a bracha on, right? You ate less than a shear of, you drank a sip of wine. So you're making al ha'milcha. Can I throw in al ha'gefen? I drank a little wine, but I didn't drink a shear. So here he's saying you can throw it in there. Right? Biafa gav da beis yosin levush kos dein ze takana. That's not an option. Dein lo lehosif benusach habracha al hasafik, as we've already mentioned. We'll see later on that we don't want you throwing gratuitous things in there. Either you're vadei chayiv in the alaperis or you're not. Kol ze b'yesh lo takana acheres de priyum mayim aniskum shofar. That's only if you have another option. Al vein lo takana zu yachal lismach al ta sosim reish ches. You could throw things in, as we'll see when we get to Reish Ches. Right? So there will be some cases where you could do it, right? But this is really a case where you're sitting there in no man's land, and it is obviously best to avoid it. But you'd have to almost be like in, you know, Afghanistan, and you don't have another shahakol and a, you know, okay, grapes, I mean it. In some place and not have an alapera somewhere. But at least if you drink, you know, let's say water and you're thirsty, at least you get the brain function. If it works, at least you get coverage on that end, right? So to say you're totally left with nothing, right, that would be a kind of a rare situation. Okay. Tomorrow, what's the story? Okay.